to me, the subject of the saints really is the crowd. I think of it in terms of what you experience in this work. At the center of the piece is specifically the sound of the crowd. And it's a specific crowd. It's the crowd of a very famous football game, the 1966 World Cup. The teams that are playing are the English and the Germans, so it's just 20 years after they ended a bitter, bitter war with each other. When you walk into the piece, you're essentially walking into a big empty room. It's filled, but with sound, and it's the sound of the crowd, which is not a sound that's usually heard in a museum space like this. And then as you walk around, you'll discover other elements. There are three videos that are, in a sense, hidden in this space. And those videos show various things which begin to give further clues about what's going on. The first one is a video which is shown on a very small screen. And it's a moving image of one of the football players from the English team during the 1966 World Cup running on the field during the game. But all of the other players that were on the field surrounding this player have been removed, edited out. And so again, all the context in a way is erased. And what made sense as one of the players of an 11-player team, you know, playing against another 11-player team, kind of battling it out, all of that has been removed, and it becomes a kind of absurd gesture of, or a kind of existential kind of wandering around this dramatic field with a giant crowd watching, you know, seemingly aimlessly walking and then running and then falling down sometimes, getting back up, walking and running again. So the second video element is a pairing. On one screen, you see the game in its unedited form. And then next to that is a second image in color that basically documents the production of this sound of the crowd that you heard when you first walked into the exhibition. I'm showing how the piece was made and showing the process of the production of this enormous sound that seems to be coming from 1966, like a time capsule, but is in fact created just, you know, in 2007. In 1966, the only sound recording that was made and the only thing that's handed down to us today is a mono channel sound recording that was made by some guy who was holding a microphone on the field while the game was going on. I used the mono channel sound recording as a score, and I wanted to reproduce it because I really wanted to kind of spatialize this one channel into what eventually became 12 channels that are played around the room and where you could hear kind of the English fans on one side and the German fans on the other, and the kind of the amazing way that sound and people's voices travel around a stadium in three dimensions. So to do this, we would have to literally gather a crowd again to make that sound, because the chants and the songs that were being sung in 1966 were very specific. There were particular songs that are sung by the English in 1966 to cheer their team on, for example, When the Saints Come Marching In, which is kind of the theme song of the English team, and it's where the title The Saints comes from. This game was played 20 years after the end of World War II, and it was between England and West Germany. So there was a lot going on that was very specific and very loaded historically, religiously, politically in this stadium as a kind of subtext to this game. There's a lot contained just in the background crowd sounds. And in a way, that's my interest. So it was most practical to go to a place where a crowd could be outsourced for, you know, not so much money. And so I went to the Philippines. I both have a personal connection with the place, and I knew it was very possible to hire a crowd in that context. And so we gathered the crowd together, and explain to this crowd, these are not actors, but I explained to them what I was doing. I gave everybody in the room energy drinks like Red Bull and coffee, and I played them some of the current fights of Manny Pacquiao, who's a Filipino boxer and a sort of a national hero because he's been so successful as a boxer in recent years. And so all of these things were meant to just simply increase the energy in the crowd to a point that it became so intense that then they were ready to really apply their energy to whatever needed to be done. And so we began singing God Save the Queen and Deutschland über alles. And we went on like this, constantly keeping the energy up in the room. I actually pre-trained 100 men that acted as distributed cheerleaders throughout 1,000 men. And they were literally during this process were just simply like keeping the energy up. So we finally stopped after 8 hours of this process. And then this footage was edited together following the score again of both the sound and the video of the original match. So that in the end, I think it becomes a bit unclear of exactly what the relationship is between these various video images and with this enormous sound element in the previous room, which if you go back into it after watching the videos, you might start to be aware that in the national anthems and in the cheers of the English and German fans, there's this strange, slight Filipino accent. There's a kind of a ruse that it is about the 1966 World Cup, but on another level, it becomes about crowds on a more abstract level even. I mean, you know, the sound of a crowd is like a roar of an animal. And if you take away the markers of, say, nationality and, you know, historical specificity of, like, you know, political right and wrong, you're dealing with something abstractly, which is like animal power without a purpose, per se. And in a way, I was interested to strike this chord in this piece.